Okay, we're picking up from the top of Samech Beis Amud Aleph, the words of Tana. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'iloi Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, and the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So the Braisa is discussing other halachas that have to do when people are folding over their knives. So says the Gemara now, Tana, quoting a Braisa, Huch bilu rov ha-mektos, the people fold over, literally folding over the knives, meaning they're no longer using them, mutaris mishum gezel. If they have figs in that field, they're no longer going to be considered the owners, because clearly it's assumed that he has been mafkir them. He doesn't no longer wants them, because if he wanted them, he would have taken them in. Since most people at this point already put away their knives, they're no longer taking them anymore, so it's no longer considered that owners, and therefore it's going to be hefker. And the Achronim point out that even if you don't know that this particular owner folded his knives, but you know in general most of the population in that area had done that, so then you can also assume al pi rov that it is going to be hefker. And therefore, since it's hefker, it turas min ha-maiser, as the Mishnayos tell us, that that's also a halacha of maiser, that something which is not hefker doesn't have the chiyuv of maiser. Okay, says the Gemara. Now a story. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda ikalalu lo asra. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda came to a certain place. Bizman shuk bilu rov ha-mektos, where most of them were these knives they had been put away. Rabbi have ka'achil. So Rabbi was eating the figs, and Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda lo achil. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda was not eating them. So why not? He was concerned for the small possibility that maybe this particular owner had not actually folded over his knives. Now, l'chora, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda could have gone al pi rov, but we have a concept, l'fnei mishur hasadim, that's something going above and beyond for a person who is a bar achi, a person who is of that stature, then it is ro'oi for him. Rosh Hashanah likes to point this out, and Shiri would always say this, is that there are certain hanhagos that are meant for people who are of that stature, like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda in our example. But other people like to just, they see a certain thing that anhaga that Rabbi Yashiv had, or that whoever may have been, whatever Sadik or Shlomo Zalman, a personal haga that they had, they wouldn't want people, the masses, to do those certain anhagas. And everybody thinks that, oh, this is what I, you know, I'm Rawi Lakach. So we see over here, the Rabbi Yosi, he had this personal chumra, and he was machmir himself. And also, it's so important that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi was not machmir, because he thought, for this very point, that people are going to be looking at everything that he does, and they're going to be more halacha that it's usher, unless you know particularly about that field. But that's not the halacha. You don't want people to get the misrepresentation that you have to be machmir. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda was takamak mekil. So the Gemara says, Asher Maron, the owner of the field came out, and he said, Amar lu, amaylo achar rabbanan. Why aren't you guys eating? Why, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, why aren't you eating? Or maybe, and some explain that maybe Rabbi Yehuda was taking a break at that point. He didn't see me. So he was assuming that you should be eating. He was upset that not everybody's eating. Hukbul Rav Mektosu. This is the time when the knives have been folded over. The Gemara points out that Rabbi Yosef, even after hearing this from the Balabais, he did not eat. Why? Kasavar Mishum Sanios Milso de Kamar Haden Gavra. That this person was speaking Sanios Milso, not out of love, but he didn't actually mean what he said. There's different interpretations of what he mean. Some say that he was very pressured. He was embarrassed to tell them to stop eating. But Matzia has a similar thing like that also. By Big Rabbanan, he would be embarrassed to not tell them that they could have it. So he really didn't mean to be mafkir it. And that's why Rabbi Yosef Rehuda is machmir. Others say that no, is that he himself didn't. In fact, he was saying this sarcastically. He's like, oh, you know, the way the Ron explains it, you already decided that these figs are permitted to you? Why don't you keep eating? You keep eating your stolen produce. Like, he didn't say stolen, but keep eating. Why don't you keep eating? If you decided everything is hefker, you guys are already basking like this. So he was clearly saying it sarcastically. That's why they didn't continue eating. Okay, either way, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was machmir. Now the Gemara continues, another story. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina ikalu asra. So Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, he came to a certain place. Bizman shuk bilu rov ha-mektos. Again, a similar place where the knives had already been folded over. People were no longer going to take them from the field. So you could assume there was hefker. Have akachos. So he was doing like the halacha says. He was allowed to eat because it was hefker. Yaiv l'shame. He gave some to his gabai. Lo achil, but the gabai didn't want to eat. Amar le echol. He said, go eat. Kach amar li Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi Mishum Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi told me the name of his father. Huchbul Rav Maktos. Mutaras Mishum Gezel, Turas Mana Meiser. He told me this, so you should be machmer. We see that sometimes even the Talmidim want to be more machmer than the Rebbe. So that's, he's telling him that you can be mekel. Rabbi Tarfon, another story now. Rabbi Tarfon Ashkechei, now from this we're going to have a lot of agadah based on this story. Rabbi Tarfon Ashkechei, who gav Rabbi Zman Shuchbul Amaktos to Ka'achel. Rabbi Tarfon was eating the figs in the field at a time, again, where the knives had been folded over. And apparently this person was machmir. Achsei b'shaka v'shakle. Rabbi Tarfon, the owner of the field came out. He saw Rabbi Tarfon eating his field. And he was so upset about this, he thought that he didn't know who he was, and he threw him in a literally a sack, as like a sack, and he took him to Amte Lashadi Minara, and he was going to throw him in a river, he tried to kill him. He thought that this guy was stealing from him, and this guy was so angry, he had like these crazy people, you're coming onto my field, I'm going to kill you. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Tarfon said to him out loud, Oilo the Tarfon Shazahargo. What was the Tarfon that this person is killing him? Shamau Gavra and Shavkiv Arak. So this person didn't realize who he was taking, and now he realized, oh my God, the Gadol Hador. So he threw the sack on the side and he ran away because he was scared. Rabbi Tarfon, he was embarrassed. That Rabbi Tarfon, he was about to kill someone of the stature of Rabbi Tarfon. Then he was so embarrassed by what happened. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abao Mishim Rabbi Chanin Ben Gamliel, Ben Gamliel, Kol Yama Shalosu Tzadik Hayametzdar Al Davar Zeh. That his whole life, Rabbi Tarfon was very upset about this Maisa. Amar Oili Shinishdamshi Bechitra Shel Torah. That he said, like literally, Oili, like Oive, look, what was going to be to me? I used the crown of the Torah, meaning he was using the Torah for his personal benefit. Even after realizing Rabbi Tarfon's who he was, the owner still thought that maybe this person was stealing from him previously. Only because he realized it was Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Tarfon was a big Talmud Chacham, did he leave him. So he thought he was using the Keter Shel Torah for his own benefit. So I thought maybe he was kedai to die other than do that. Ve'amar Barachana Amar B'Yochanan, Kol Meshtamesh B'Chitra Shel Torah, Nekar Min Olam. Whoever uses the crown of Torah for his own personal benefit, he's going to be uprooted from this world. He's going to suffer some sort of unnatural death. So the Gemara is telling us that it's like Me'ila. We're going to see, like Me'ila is a person, one of the punishments for Me'ila is a person dies young. So too, when a person uses the Torah, he's going to be Chayav Misa. Kavachomer, Ma Balshetzer, Shinishtamesh, B'Klikoda, Shinasu, B'Klichol. So Balshetzer, who's Balshetzer? Balshetzer was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. So the Psukim in talks about in Daniel that he had a feast and he ordered the guests to bring out the Kalim for the Beis HaMikdash that his grandfather took on the Beis HaMikdash. And the halacha is that when a person, when we're going to see from the Limud, that when Nebuchadnezzar took these Kalim, it no longer was Kaddish anymore. As the Pasuk says, Shenemar, continuing in the Gemara now, Ubo Ba Pritzim V'Chilalu. The Pasuk in Echezkel tells us that the people, the evil Rishayim came, they get the Beis HaMikdash, and they were mechalal it. They were profaning it. They were making it terrible. So, in Yad Yom about the Yevanim. So, what happens? The halacha is, the Gemara has a drasha from this pasuk. Kevan shepartzum nasechol. Once they use the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash in an inappropriate manner, you have now removed the status of hekdesh on it. Yet, so the Gemara is saying, nekar min ha'olam, Belshetzer, as a punishment from that, was punished. He died that night. That very night, the Pasuk Anina tells us that that night they drank the wine, Balshetzer was killed. So even though they lost their Kedusha, they were really, al pi halacha, they were mutter. But Balshetzer was punished. Why? So the Chronim point out, the Rishitim de Gebetz is really early, Rishon Achron, whatever. He explains because he shouldn't have been nene from what his grandfather, the Russia, had taken from the Yidden. So Hamishamish, so what's the Kavachomer? Hamishamish Bekitra Shel Torah. Somebody who's using the crown of the Torah for his own personal benefit. The Torah is forever and never loses its Kedusha. So how much more so is he deserving of a much more severe punishment because the Torah never is Mevatel. Whatever Torah you learn is never Mevatel. And using the Torah for your own personal benefit is a very grave Isser. So Gemara says, Rabbi Tarfon, Kevan Dechi Achil, Dehuchbulu Rova Mektoos Hava, Amai Tzarei Agavra. So what's going on over there? That whole story, Rabbi Tarfon, why was the guy so angry? It was at a time where everyone was mafkiret, so maybe we're just saying it was a mishugana, but the Gemara is suggesting maybe it wasn't. Why was the man, did he ever write, what was he so mad about? Why was he so mad? The Gemara is wondering now. So the Gemara says, mishum da'u ganve la'in ve'kula shata. No, because there was a certain robber who was stealing his grapes the entire year that year, taking all the crops of his grapes. They came into Ashkel Rabbi Tarfon, so Rabbi Tarfon, he saw Rabbi Tarfon eating the figs. He said, oh, Savar Hu Ganava, that's the guy thief. He looks like that guy who stole from me. And therefore, he wanted to punish him for stealing the whole year. That's why he was so angry. That's why he thought he was deserving of death even, to throw him in the river, in the sack. So that's why he was doing it, because this person had been stealing from him all year long. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if he held Rabbi Tarfon was for the person stealing from the gifts, Amari Tarfonashi, why was Rabbi Tarfon bothered? He was saving his life just to prove that he's a person who's a Talmud Chacham, that he wasn't doing it for his own benefit, he was doing it to save himself, not a specific level that Rabbi Tarfon was in. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum, the Rabbi Tarfon Asher Godel Haver. Rabbi Tarfon is very wealthy. So Rabbi Tarfon could have just given him money, even the money that he didn't steal for those grapes, and it would have avoided having to use his name as the Talmud Chacham to be able to be the reason that he saved. Since he used his name as the Talmud Chacham instead, that's called using the Keser Shel Torah, and that's where Rabbi Tarfon was upset. Like Gemara says, Tanya, another idea about not using the Torah for your own benefit. The pasuk tells you that we should love Hashem and we should connect Him. So the Gemara says, "Shelo yomer Adam." So the Gemara is a drasha now, the brisa. So a person shouldn't say, "Ekra shikruni chacham, eshta shikruni rebbe." Why am I going to learn? Is that people are stand up for me? I'm to call me a chacham. People are going to call me a rabbi. Eshtan shezaken ve'esha b'seva. I'm going to be treated as an elder. I'm going to be in the base midrash. They're going to stand up for me. Elaman ma'ava v'sofa kavod lavo. You do your style. You learn Torah to be davak to Hashem for out of the sake of loving Hashem. And eventually the honor will come in Mela. I always say that. Like if you look at the Chaim Kanievsky, it was the biggest pella in the world that the whole world flocked to him. And more than anybody else in our last generation, in terms of the amount of people per day, if you ever go to see a Kabbalah Skahal by Rabbi Chaim, it was crazy. And the person didn't leave his Dalai Lama's. He didn't have any position. Like Rav Avadi understand, Rav Yashav understand, they were at least involved in communal affairs before that. They were both on the base in Agadol. Rav Avadi was the chief rabbi of Israel. Okay, it makes sense. Everyone was flocking to them. But when it comes to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he literally did not leave his house. He never had a position ever. And the whole world came to flock to him for brachos, for etza, how to deal with communal affairs. It's unbelievable. That's the Mamish's idea, that a person just loves Me'avas Hashem, Sofa kavod lekavod, he would be the last person in the world to care about any of this kavod. But that's the point, is that you learn the Shema, and then eventually the kavod is going to come in Mela. Shenemar, the pasuk, another source for this, kashem al atzbosecha kasveim aluach libecha, that it says you should bind the words of the Torah on your fingers, and you should inscribe them on a tablet on your heart. So that's a person supposed to be doing, is to be connecting yourself with the Torah. Ve'omer, another pasuk, darchei darchei no, the pasuk says that the ways of the Torah are pleasant, ve'omer etz chayin namachazikim avasavchem b'ushar, that the Torah is a tree of life and anybody who holds on to it is going to be benefiting from it. So anyone who studies Torah is never going to lose out. You never lose out from learning more Torah. And the Gemara goes, Vaitu, the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzaduk, Omer, Aseh Devarim L'Shem Po'ala. You should do mitzvot l'shma for the sake of Hashem. V'daber b'ayim l'shmam, speak in Torah for their own sake, not again for the sake of showing you're a big Talmud Chacham and everyone, be recognizing you. Altasim atarles gadabem. Don't make their crown in order to be glorified through the Torah. Altasim kordam lios oderba. Very similar to Lashon and Perkei Avos. Don't make them like a. Don't make a spade with them to dig holes. Don't use it as a card. That's a similar lesson like kardam lachporba is Lashon and Perkei Avos. The Mishnah tells us over there that basically you shouldn't be using Torah to be gaining financial benefit from it. That's the famous shita of the Rambam on that very Mishnah. And in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam says this twice, that he says that it's usher for a Talmud Chacham to accept any gift or payment that's offered to him because he's Talmud Chacham. So this becomes a big question. Koilalim and things of the like, how is that mutter? So the Kesef Mishnah on the spot over there already explains that, A, if nothing else, we could, the Minhag HaOlam has never been like the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah immediately says that way. He says the Mishnah means that one shouldn't take up the store, shouldn't learn in a kolel for the purpose of making money. And I don't think most people who are joining them, hopefully, are not doing it for the sake of finding a good parnasa. But it's also, if you don't need the payment, the person has another source of income and he's fine, then he shouldn't be taking the stipends if you don't need the stipends. So it's really for a person who would, in other situation, would not be able to learn. He argues that even the Rambam would agree, maybe, that if a person wouldn't be able to learn b'hasmada and learn and continue learning, so then obviously he should be one who should be taking the kolo stipend, even according to the Rambam. And that was always the minhag ha'olam. We believe very strongly that gedolei olam have always said, even Rav Shechter Shlita has spoken many times about that, like the kolo elyon and other kolam that why he was opening. He thinks it's a very good thing. He thinks it's a very good thing to have all of these Arbatzes Torah, an opportunity for people to continue learning and also giving over Torah for the communities that they're in. He thinks it's a very kedai in many, many circumstances. So now the Gemara says, the exact lesson that we had before, that Baal Shetzer used these kelim, Nekrim and Olam, he was punished that he died, and Mishamesh Bekeitur Shel Torah, Alachas Kama Vakama. When somebody uses the crown of Torah for his personal gain, much more so is he going to be severely punished. So now the Gemara says, Vayter, Amar Rava, Sharei Le'inish La'udei Nav Shebasu Del Yadalei. It's permitted for a Talmud Chacham to go to a place and tell him that he's a X, Y, and Z. If he goes to a random town, let's say he's on vacation or something, he's going away, and he's there for like a week or two. So you should tell him who he is to give a shir, whatever it might be. So they're probably mechavadim. So Rishonim are in debate exactly what the idea is over here. The Rush explains that you not only is something that really should be done, because at the end of the day, people are not respect. There's an idea that you have to be mechaber to Talmud Chacham. If they don't know who you are, they're not mechaber. You probably don't give an aliyah. They don't whatever. They don't do anything for you. So then they're insulting a Talmud Chacham. They're going to be punished for not treating a Talmud Chacham in his due kavod. It's not nice, and they're going to be punished. So the Rashba says, if that's the lashon, though, I'm a little bothered. If that's the whole point over here, so then if you go as far as the Rash, so you shouldn't say that it's mutter. It should say that it's chiyuv. Not sharei leile inish. Sharei means that it's mutter. It should be that it's a mechayven leile inish. So the Rashba is bothered by that. But anyway. Others say that you're not necessarily chayav, and they say the reason is different. Based on the Ran, they say that the idea is that a person he's entitled to certain things, so he's allowed to, we're going to see different taxes and things that he's pater from, so therefore he's allowed to say who he is in order to be, in order to get these things. So and how do we know this? So we bring it right up from the Pasuk in Nevi'im, Dichsiv Avdecha Yireis Hashem Mnu Rav. So this Pasuk is in Malachim. This was talking about Ovadia. Ovadia was who was working for Achav at the time. So he told Eliyahu that who he was. He's telling him, listen, I'm Avadia, the Chashav Avadia. He told him because Eliyahu had previously asked Avadia to tell Achav that he wanted to give him a message from Hashem. So Avadia told him that if he does so and Eliyahu and Achav comes out to greet him and Eliyahu's not there, he's going to kill Avadia. So since Avadia was making sure that he was showing who he was, maybe Eliyahu would say, okay, if it's a random guy, it's more important that Eliyahu should be saved, whatever, it might be whatever his chesbonos are, but if you realize it's Avadia, the holy Avadia, then he's going to make sure to show up. And therefore, he had to tell him who he was, so there was a purpose for it. So Gemara said, but again, so if that's the case, so going back to the Alacha, Elakash, Rebbe Tarfon, going back to the Meister Rebbe Tarfon, Rebbe Tarfon is totally mutter, just like Avadia was mutter to say who he was, Rebbe Tarfon also was mutter. So the Gemara says, no, Da'ashir al-Gadalayav avavile lefaiseh bedam. There was another totally valid method which Rabbi Tarfon could have saved himself, and since he did not do it that way, so then that was why he was bothered by that on himself. Now the Gemara continues, Rava Rami, Rava had a kasha between two different psukim. Ksiv yavdecha yareyas Hashem inu Rav. The pasuk says that I feared Hashem since I was young. It implies it's permitted to show that since I'm young, I've been Yerei Shemayim. I've been a Yerei Shemayim. Yet the pasuk says, "Uchsiv Yahal Chazar Velo Picha." The pasuk says that a stranger shall praise you and not from your mouth. So Lachora, this is a stira. So the Gemara says, "No, Hai Basu Diadilei." In a second place, which is telling us against praising oneself, that's to where everybody knows you are. So the fact that you're announcing who you are is no practical value. It's just being gaivedik. However, Abba Asir Delo Yadilei, in a place where a person doesn't know you are, then it would be permitted in that circumstance to be able to let yourself be known in order to, not for your praise, but in order to people to properly respect you, whatever the reasons we gave before. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Sharilat Turban Rabbanan Lamar Turban Rabbanan. A young Talmud Chacham is allowed to say, oh, listen, I'm in Spicha now, I'm learning. Sharilat Tigre Bereisha. So therefore, you should be able to take my court case first. There's Halacha, the Gemara Sanhedrin learns out that a person is not allowed to choose. Forgot what's the pasuk? I forgot. But the Gemara is a drasha in Sanhedrin, the very first parak over there. The Gemara is a drasha that you're not allowed to choose one din before another din. You're not allowed to say, I'm going to choose this case first because this guy has a lot of money and the other guy is very poor. It's a matter of pennies. They're arguing over $100 case. You're about to advocate the first din. You have a chiyuv to deal with the poor people first and then deal with the richer people afterwards. However, if a person is a Talmud Chacham, in order to stop him from the Bittul Torah, the lacha is to show Kavanah Torah, his din comes first. He doesn't have to wait around. So this Turban Rabbanan is saying, listen, I'm going to learn, I'm going to Mismicha, whatever. Can you take care of my halacha, my din Torah first? So then the lacha is that you do. So the Gemara says, Dichsiv Avnei David Kohanim Hayu. The Pasuk says the Davids were Kohanim. Ma Kohen Nota Barosh, just like a Kohen takes the first portion. Af Tamil Chacham Nota Barosh, Sotu Tamil Chacham takes first as well. When you have an item that's divided between Israel and a Kohen, so the Yisrael must let the Kohen choose the first portion that he wants. As we're going to see, that's the idea of being mechabed a Kohen. And so the Gemara says, how do we know this? Where do we learn that a Kohen has the right to take the first portion? The Pasuk says, you shall uplift and sanctify the Kohen because he is bringing the Korbanos. Shemekadosh Kohen teaches you l'chol davar shebekdusha, every manner of kedusha. So any manner which the Kohen should be given precedence, show that he is mekadoshim. That is when we let the Kohen go first. There's a big shaila about here before we turn to the next someone. There is a big shaila in the Rishonim. Is this a din d'oraisa? The Pashas, the Rambam counts it in Sefer Mitzvos. The smag. I believe they also count this. However, it's very interesting when the Rambam only brings the halacha once and he's only talking about korbanos. So could it be that only lein in a korban? That idea would the Rambam hold that a Kohen should have maybe be d'oraisa? Tosfos in other places seem to hold that it's d'rabanan. The Meduyek from the case where he's still only. I'm not getting into all pratim, but it seems to be a chlokas whether it's a full fledged din d'oraisa or not. But either way, we're very makbid about this. It's the idea of liftoach rishon that the Kohen is going to get the aliyah first. That's chol davar shebekdusha. We're going to see that a Kohen has the kadimas to get the first aliyah. The Gemara liftoach rishon is getting the first aliyah is v'kidasho. So the Gemara asks about this actually in Gittin. The Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara says, wait a second. You told me that it's a dar v'kidasho in the raisa. Why do we tell us the Mishnah in Gittin tells us that it's mitnei darkei shalom? So the Mishnah, the Gemara over there answers that really darkei shalom as a Kohen is not allowed to be mevatel. He's not allowed to say that I'm going to give it to somebody else, the Talmud Chacham, instead of me. So that's actually a shayla. Is a Talmud Chacham muflag? Is a person who's a gadla dar, can he get rishon? There's some big rebbes used to get rishon. If it's a Talmud Chacham muflag, gets machlokas rishonim based on the Gemara over there. But either way, the idea is that din d'oraisa generally let liftoach rishon. So turning on to the next Talmud Chacham based on base again, liftoach rishon that he should get the first aliyah. So that or some explain that also if there's a drasha to be said that you should give the Kohen precedence. And also Levarach Rishon, you should say the bracha at the meals first. The Kohen has a right to. That's why we always mechaber the Kohen. It's a din d'oraisa potentially. So yeah, people should always offer it to the Kohen if you have a Kohen there, or the Baal Bayis maybe, but definitely the Kohen if you have the opportunity to give it. If you're mechaber anyone, a guest, then you should be giving it to the Kohen first. Velito mana yafe Rishon. Also, you should take a mana yafe and give a nice portion. So that's why always I try to machmir about this, that when I'm giving, when I have the boys over, I also teach them a lesson, Kedushas Kuna, when I give out the challah for Hamotzi, I always ask before I make the Hamotzi, is there a Kohen here? And I give him the first piece, to show again, is this idea, that he should, if I'm giving out things, and the people are of equal portions, then he should be getting it, he should be getting the first opportunity. So that's the din of Kedushas Kuna. Epasha says, according to many Rishonim, it's even a drasha de oraisa. Fine, so now the Gemara continues now. Amar Rava. Shari Leila Tzurma Rabbanu Lamimar, it's mutter for a Talmud Chacham to say, Lo Yavin a Karga. I don't want to pay a Karga, is literally a head. What is Karga? It's the head tax that you used to have to pay for how many people you have. Dechsiv, Minito, Below, Ve'alach, Eloshad, Imar Me Elohim. Elohim, I should say. The Pasuk says, it's written, you should not have authority on them, but Talmud Chachamim, and Below are Alacha. So what is that? So that is, the Pasuk Nezra is telling us that Koresh told Anshik Nesas Agadola that they did not need to pay the head tax. So we see over here that they're potter. They don't need to, because that's not a problem of using the Torah for gains, for their own personal gain. That's okay. Remember, Biyuda Minut, what's Minda? Minda zu manas hamelach. Minda is the land, the property taxes. Balo is zu kesef golgolasa. That's the head tax, is balo. What's halach? Zu arnona. That's the halach is the feeding of the king on his travels. To provide the king meals as he journeyed, that tax was given for that. So, it's very interesting. We call in modern Hebrew, we call Arnona everyone calls Arnona is the land tax. So why, I don't know where they got that from. But anyway, that's where, I think the Gemara example does use Arnona. But anyway, that's what the drash is over here. We see that it's not considered a gain for personal use if a Talmud Chacham doesn't have to pay the taxes. V'yama Rava, I believe in America, there's certain taxes that if you're clergy, you don't have to pay. So that's not a problem. V'yama Rava, Sharla, the Cherber, Rabban, Lamemar, Avdan, Dinura, Anan. I am, it's mutter, just a side point of exempting yourself, that a person is allowed to say there's a servant of a comer for Avodah Zarah who worships fire, lo yavin akarga, therefore I don't want to pay the taxes. So this is not a problem. So the Gemara says, my time, why is this okay? Because lavrucha rimine kamar, it's obvious, it's not actually that he's admitting chas v'shalom to Avodah Zarah. Obviously, to identify yourself as an Oved Avodah Zarah is like saying you're kofar b'yikar. So why is this okay? Because he's only just doing it so that he avoids the tax, and also it's clear over here that at the end of the day that declaration wasn't a chil Hashem, because all you're saying is you're a servant of fire, which can be, it's a white lie. That's the whole point over here. Servant of fire is, yeah, I'm servant of Hashem, as the Rishonim pointed out. It was Esh Ochla. Hashem is called an Esh Ochla, and Pasuk and Devarim tells us. So therefore, he assumes that you meant the God of the fire, but you use this vague lashon which you really meant, I'm servant of Hashem, and that's why it's permitted over here. So the Gemara says, "Vayter Ravashi havelei ahu abba." Ravashi had a certain forest, zavne lebe nura, and he sold it to people who were over the avodah zara and they worshipped fire. Amar Ravina Ravashi, aikal lifnei ever los demishal. Wait a second, you're over there. There's an iser deraisa that a person is able to be misayeh, a person for an avera. Literally, don't put a stumbling block before a blind person. So you're doing that because you're giving them the opportunity to do the avodah zara. So Amar Leh, he says, Rov Eitzim Lasakad, you know, most of the wood is given just for cooking the files, not to avodah zara, and therefore I can assume I'll be Rov that they're not using it for an Isser Daraisa. If it's possible, and even a Rov maybe, a chance that they're not going to use this for the Isser, then it would be okay. The Rishonim point out, Achronim, they're bothered by the question. At the end of the day, the Gemara asks, over the Isser, it sounded like the Isser Daraisa. The Gemara tells us very clearly, though, that the Isser Daraisa of Lifnei Iver is only when the person would have not had the opportunity to do the Avera otherwise. Like the example they give is a Nazir, who's on one side of the river, he doesn't have any wine or anything. He has no access to it. And you throw him a bottle of wine, and he drinks it, that's Lifnei Iver Daraisa. However, if the person, there's a million different wine stores right there, and you just sell him wine, and he drinks your wine, that's not Lifnei Iver Daraisa. Darabanan is Aser, but Daraisa, that's not. So there's two different, one says, Enechanami, we're talking about Lifnei Iver. Darabanan over here, we're not talking about Lifnei Iver Daraisa. We're not the others want to try to tight shape. We are talking about Lifnei Iver Daraisa and try to have a fancy pshat. I don't have time to get into that, but that's the idea of Lifnei Iver. You should not be enabling a person to be doing averas. We try to avoid that. So now the Gemara says Vaita. Ara katzir, for person continuing is a different lashonas. If a person says he's going to ask for something to him until literally the grain of the harvest. The Mishnah tells us that specifically it's when the general people are starting to harvest wheat and not barley, because barley is inferior. Now, even though the harvest of wheat is taking place after barley, I would have thought maybe more makel barley, but no, that clearly didn't mean barley, because barley was animal food at the time of the Gemara, and therefore clearly the general harvest that people are talking about is wheat harvest. And the Mishnah continues, Hakol afi makom nidro, everything is defined on where your vow is made. So if, apparently, people refer to it as the barley harvest, as out of cuts here in their place, everyone had barley, so then yours would also refer to barley. And you'd be allowed to be makel until the earlier point, which we said again, barley is before wheat. Imaya bahar, if a person was in a mountain when he made the neder, bahar, then the neder is going to be still, it's going to be the time of harvest on the mountain, even if you subsequently move. If you subsequently move, so still the halacha is that you're going to wait till then as the time of the harvest. Imaya bibika, the Gemara is going to tell us this, and if you're in a valley, bibika is going to remain in the time of the valley. Ada gesham, another point, if he makes the neder until it rains, so adjiwa gesham, or until it rains, adjiwa biyashnia, so it meant that until the second rainfall generally comes. Revia is the time. It's the time of the different rainfall periods. In Eretz Yisrael, they have different revias. There's three different periods of rain. So the Chora means that the middle period of the rainfall, because that generally means the rain when you already had one rain beforehand, and that's now the middle one. So that's what you meant. You meant the middle point. Rabbi Shimon Galil, Marachegez Mana Shal Revia. No, only until the arrival time of the second rainfall, even if the rain had not yet fallen yet, is going to be okay. Now the Mishnah continues. Ad Shiv Segu Geshamim. So if you say until the rain is ending, Ad Sheyetze Nisan Kula. So the halacha is, it's Aser until the entire month of Nisan. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda says, no, Ad Shevar Pesach, only until Pesach passes. Rav Meir is understanding that it rains until the end of Nisan, whereas Rav Yehuda is understanding that it stops after Pesach. So the Yushalmi points out that the Shita of Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir over here actually Shitasam with regards to when a person stops davening for rain in Shmona Esrei. However, our Gemara, though, in Tainus says that there is a different Shita, that there's different Aliba Rav Yehuda, where we assume that you should stop davening at the start of Pesach, which is actually what we do. We stop davening for rain already at the start of Pesach. So the Gemara tells us that was the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So now Tanya, we learn in a Braisa. Hanoder Arakayetz Begalov. Someone who makes a neder until the harvest while he's still in the Galil. And the Galil is very mountainous, you know, like Meron and Tzfat, all those are very hilly places. V'yar lamakim, and then he went down into the valleys. Alpha Pishagia Kayetz Bamakim, until, even though he went to the harvest, started in the valleys, Aser Achegia Kayetz Begalil. The item is going to be Aser until the start of the harvest in the Galil. So it would seem likewise that if he made the neder when in the valley, it would remain in force only until the start of the harvest season there, even if you later move to the Galil. That's what the Rishonim point out. Ara Geshamim, Achu Geshamim, Achetirat Revi Ashniyaf. And Meshimon Gamliel says that no, Aser until the time of it, not actual rain itself. So now the Gemara just qualifies as din. The Gemara says, Amar Abizera Machlokes is when Damar Ara Geshamim. Only when you say until it rains. Aval Amar Ara Geshem. But if you use the lashon in the singular, until the rain, in the singular form, Ad Zman Geshamim, where you clearly meant until the time of the Kuli Alma. Even the Rabbana would agree to that point. And therefore, Amachokah, specifically talking about the rains, maybe it only meant Tafka where it rained. Okay, but Ezra Shem will pick up with the Meisavei, the top of Samach Gimel Aleph, and Mirz Hashem, and tomorrow's Tafka.